corporately merged or not. You come home from the office after a long day at work, and what you do not want to do is take the dog for a walk. But there is Doggy, tail wagging, eyes pleading. You pick up the leash and head outdoors. At this moment, you might be saying to yourself, if only someone else would do this. And they will. Many people will, actually. Lots of people now make a living as dog walkers. And as reporter Gloria Hiller discovered, when your clients work in Hollywood, there are lots of dog walker benefits.
It's just before 8 o'clock in the morning, and Annie Lever is on the job. She's already picked up two Australian Shepherd mixes. Her next stop, Dublin and Ruby's house. They're waiting, looking out the window.
And you can tell they hate going to group. Bye!
Yes, group. And I guess it is kind of like group therapy for dogs. There's bonding, some disagreements.
No, Dublin, you can't have the front seat today. We have a visitor.
With four smiling dogs in the back seat vying for the best window, we're on our way to get four more, Daisy, Elliot, Forrest, and Susie, as Annie Lever, professional dog walker, heads for the neighborhoods of Bel Air.
Every day. This is like nursery school for these guys. They get to go out and see their friends and go hiking, and I sometimes wonder if they know how lucky they have it, that not every dog has what they have.
It's true. There are no designer dogs in this crowd. Most of them are ragtag pound pooches who I guess you could say have made it big. They've all been adopted by Lever's upscale clients, most of whom work in the film industry.
You know, some of my dogs travel with their owners. They go on private jets. They go around the world. They have very extravagant lifestyles, the kind that you and I would only hope for.
Walking and exercising the dogs of folks too busy to do it themselves earns the 46-year-old former art dealer $150,000 a year. She takes out, on average, 8 dogs in group at a time, 3 times a day, at $25 a dog. That adds up to $600 a day, man.
Never been, I don't want to go to work today. I've never in 10 years had one of those days. Where before I used to have them once a week, at least.
Hi, Elliot. Hi, Forrest.
Two, well, somewhat chubby chocolate labs climb in. Elliot and Forrest's owner produced the film Forrest Gump. Lever says for Forrest, it's less about the exercise.
And more about just being out with his buddies. So that's why he still goes to group.
The highlight of group is the big hike. That's our next stop. Lever's own dog is a petite Maltese by the name of Olive Pearl. The size of a dust mop, she leads the pack of lumbering, pampered pooches up the hill. Lever is in the rear, pulling out a ball of plastic bags from her coat pocket.
Come on, guys! Forrest! Come on!
And that's the way the morning went, scampering and sniffing, sniffing and scampering, until it was time to head back to the car.
Come on, guys. Now everybody gets loaded in. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And then one by one, or two by two, they were dropped back home.
There you go. Bye, kids. See you Monday.
Lever says her job is not unlike being a preschool teacher. Well, except she has better hours and makes a lot of money. But she admits there are downsides as well. Someone's always trying to steal her lunch, and, well, it's pretty hard to see out her windows.
Oh, I never have clean windows. My windows are never clean. There's tongue prints all over them. I've been thrown out of just about every car wash in L.A., seriously.
And I didn't want to bring it up. But she could also use a lint brush. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.